MDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas this morning after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. ABC's Victor Akendo near the site of Helene's landfall in Perry, Florida.
This is the closest city to where Helene made downfall. Helene packing a wind gust here, maximum 99 miles per hour, taking down trees all over the place. A large palm tree that a city crew just took a chainsaw to. It snapped like a toothpick and actually came down. And with sunlight, it's only going to reveal even more damage.
Now, Helene continues to move through the south this morning, drenching the Atlanta area, prompting dozens of rescues, millions across the south without power this morning. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu addressing the UN today as his country continues massive airstrikes in Lebanon, dismissing calls from the White House for a ceasefire. New York Mayor Eric Adams will appear before a judge today as he faces corruption charges. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Unemployment in Wisconsin is down 2.5%. The State Department of Workforce Development says that's down from 3% in July. Joblessness went down in all 12 major population centers in Wisconsin since August, as well as since last year. Wisconsin school superintendent says budget-writing lawmakers should release $50 million to support literacy education. Jill Underley says the Joint Finance Committee's decision to hold on to the money is putting a burden on local communities.
They have, with good faith, bought new curriculum, have trained their teachers, but they haven't released the funding that they need to do this. And so they are footing the bill, and their taxpayers and the local communities are having to do it. And the money is there. It just hasn't been released.
Underley accuses Joint Finance Republicans of obstruction. She gave her annual State of Education speech yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Home prices are still climbing across Wisconsin, and around Madison, they've risen almost 10%. Realtors say that's mostly because of simple supply and demand here. We have a housing shortage in Madison and an even worse affordable housing shortage. The median home price is now $435,000 in the city of Madison, according to Realtor.com. And the U.S. Federal Reserve made a 0.5% cut on interest rates last week. That could make prices jump even further here in Dane County. Kristen Ambos of Point Mortgage in Appleton said people were surprised that mortgage rates didn't come down with the announcement of the rate cut.
People correlate the mortgage rate with the Federal Reserve rate. And so they thought, oh my gosh, rates are going to fall by 0.5%. That did not happen. Rates were left relatively unchanged.
She said the mortgage rates will start to come down, but she advises that you watch out for predatory lenders who may try to pressure you into refinancing. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. Wisconsin football is heading west today to take on USC tomorrow. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell said long trips present challenges, but doesn't expect it to be an issue on Saturday.
Traveling to the West Coast means Friday morning is going to come really quick, and we got to get in here. The guys got to, you know, get here and get ready to roll. And so that's different. But is it completely different? No. I mean, if you were going to the East Coast, it would still be early. It just maybe it wouldn't be as early.
The game at USC starts at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Wisconsin returns home next week to play Purdue at 11 a.m. And on Sunday, it's the border battle. The Green Bay Packers take on the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Koska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday. Lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I made the preservation of democracy the central cause of my presidency. This summer, I faced a decision whether to seek a second term as president. It was a difficult decision. Being president has been the honor of my life. There's so much more I want to get done. As much as I love the job, I love my country more. I decided after 50 years of public service, it's time for a new generation of leadership to take my nation forward. My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people. It's your people that matter the most. Never forget, we are here to serve the people, not the other way around.
I love you so much.
Okay, this is the third time I've cried.
I know. Well, I've just given myself over to the fact that I will just cry relentlessly through this till my happy tears on election night. Okay, I don't. Every time I see
don't get
somebody,
happy.
Shut up.
Don't
get happy as happy as I want to.
All right.
I'm gonna. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm gonna spend my birthday on Sunday with Kamala Harris when I will turn
43.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, this is very nice. It's we're in the Free Speech TV Fund Drive.
Yes, we are.
Dan from Binghamton said, Steph, I just donated $63 to Free Speech TV for your birthday. Just a random amount. No significance to it. Have a great birthday. Say hello to Kamala for me.
It's better
what
than...
you meant to donate was $43, but I appreciate the extra money, Dan.
Free Speech TV appreciates extra money, too.
I appreciate the money, Dan.
Oh, don't get too close to the camera.
No, stay far away.
Yeah.
How far, Cleveland?
Yeah.
Cleveland? Okay. Yes, I am spending it with the future president. Very, very exciting. Chris.
Yes.
What do I say about polls?
They're BS until you find one that you like.
I found one I like.
Okay, then.
We were talking to Captain Marvel yesterday.
Elizabeth Marvel.
Right.
Actress.
Captain Marvel to me. I forgot to share my theory with her that Amy Coney Barrett sometimes votes with the other lady justices. Because I think Clarence Thomas is still putting the pubic hairs on the Coke cans.
I do,
and
too.
I think Amy Coney Barrett's like, oh, God, you pig. I'm voting with them on this. Don't you think?
I don't think she thinks any man is a pig. She's subservient.
Okay.
Like a good...
Anyway, where was
good,
I?
Good lady.
I just derailed myself for no reason.
Yeah, what?
You were talking about Elizabeth Marvel.
This is what happens when
Barrett.
You get this 3 years past 40. Uh-huh. Is you start to, huh? Okay.
Oh, you were talking about Elizabeth Marvel.
No, I know.
And then Amy Coney Barrett.
Yes.
Are we going to need to call Jody in sooner rather than later?
No, fine.
Okay.
Fine.
I love to make $4 an hour.
So would I.
Yeah. Okay. How did that come up? Oh, guy, he's still here, the guy that owns the show. Okay.
Did he eat dinner with you, or did he invite you to do a nice dinner last night?
No. Oh, God, no. I don't ever see him when he's here. Okay. It's like I'm just living with a feral cat. Okay. Yes, Vice President Harris beating Donald Trump in six key swing states, according to a new poll from Bloomberg. Pennsylvania, where are we? Oh, in Nevada, she is up by 7%. In Pennsylvania, beating Trump by 5%. In Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, a 3% lead. In North Carolina, beating Trump by 2%. Georgia, neck and neck at 49%. The poll also showed Trump's support over Harris on the issue of the economy gradually slipping. Thank you, Jesus. How much more could you run the economy into the ground than Donald Trump did and leave the worst jobs record since Herbert Hoover? Have every major economist say his plan is disastrous and Kamala Harris is the best. Mark Cuban say he's bad for business. On and on. Okay, anyway, good. So now it's only he's at 4%, 4 points above, which is way, way down, thank God. So just keep telling the story, for God's sakes.
Yep.
He's bankrupted every business of the United States of America, handed Biden and Harris the Great Depression,
the plague,
Spanish flu, Civil War, and January 6th. I mean, yeah. They're tied on the cost of everyday goods, pretty much. So let's keep talking about that and about greedflation.
Yep.
Here's what's killed. Immigration, 53% to 39% for Trump. We have to, again, keep telling the story to everyone you know. Trump is the only one blocking immigration reform.
Yep.
Trump is the, okay. Harris also polled significantly higher than Trump on housing, Social Security, Medicare, and democracy because, obviously.
Doy.
It's my favorite sign. Harris Waltz, because, obviously. I mean, Christ, people. Do I have to come to every yard? I mean, really.
Every yard?
I'm just saying, who's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
Thank you. Who tried to warn everybody about Eric Adams?
Black ladies.
Maya Wiley, specifically. Thank you. Where is... hold, please. Yeah, a bunch of people on Twitter made the same point we made. You could have had Maya Wiley, New York. You know what? Jingle her. Even though she's not here.
Orgasm of epic proportions right now. One of my legal ladies, because Maya Wiley today.
Wiley, super genius.
Nessie's out of sight with Maya.
Humble
dynamite with Maya.
Mrs. Wiley.
Maya satellite is Maya.
Yeah, New York. I bet you she would have used that jingle every time she gave a speech.
New Yorkers are dumb.
Some of them are.
Well, you know what it is? Someone was mentioning turnout.
Yeah, it was like 80%
didn't vote.
Yeah.
Vote. This is what happens when you vote.
Mm-hmm.
80%, I think, of New Yorkers didn't vote,
yeah.
And Nicholas makes a great point. Eric Adams, Democrat, got caught taking undisclosed money from Turkey.
Turkey?
Hillary Clinton could have told you. DOJ under Joe Biden, a Democrat, prosecuted him. Michael Flynn, a
Turkey?
Hillary, don't interrupt me when I'm in the middle of a...
Turkey?
Yes. Okay. Michael Flynn, a Republican, got caught taking undisclosed money from...
Turkey?
Yes. Donald Trump, a Republican, made him national security advisor, then pardoned him. Any questions? Both sides don't do it, media. Okay, Noel Kastler, our buddy, our pal, said some things are pretty obviously going to happen from the outset. Eric Adams getting indicted is one of those things. We should have had Maya Wiley, but we had weirdos like Andrew Yang clowning up the New York City primary. Adams was always bad news. Thank you. Talking to you, Bobby Kennedy, Jill Stein. Right? What Bob Sesko always says, people playing grab ass with democracy when our democracy is literally hanging in the balance.
Yep.
People that, Jill Stein, who won't say Vladimir Putin's a war criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, who is literally parroting every Putin talking point. It was so refreshing to see our future president, Kamala Harris, standing there with President Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
But who? Oh, General McChrystal just endorsed Kamala Harris. But one thing he said struck me is that she will always have America's interests at heart, not hers. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is not for you, America. He's for himself in every circumstance. How can it benefit him?
Would we have any of that? It was fantastic.
Harris?
Yes.
13, please. Yes, 13, thank you.
Here we go. My support for the people of Ukraine is unwavering. I've been proud to stand with Ukraine. I will continue to stand with Ukraine, and I will work to ensure Ukraine prevails in this war. To be safe, secure, and prosperous, the United States must continue to fulfill our long-standing role of global leadership. We must stand with our allies and our partners. We must defend our democratic values and stand up to aggressors. And we must stand for international order, rules, and norms. Each one of these principles is at stake in Ukraine. And that is why Ukraine's fight matters to the people of America.
Thank you, Madam President. One more.
History has shown us if we allow aggressors like Putin to take land with impunity, they keep going. And Putin could set his sights on Poland, the Baltic states, and other NATO allies. We also know that other would-be aggressors around the world are watching to see what happens in Ukraine. If Putin is allowed to win, they will become emboldened.
Thank you.
Yep.
And one more.
History reminds us, and history is so clear in reminding us, the United States cannot and should not isolate ourselves from the rest of the world. Isolation is not insulation. So then, the United States supports Ukraine not out of charity, but because it is in our strategic interest. We will continue to provide the security assistance Ukraine needs to succeed on the battlefield.
Okay. And we have one more?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? I lost track. Here we go. Yes,
there are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin. And let us be clear, they are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender, which is dangerous and unacceptable.
Amen.
Thank you, Madam President. So, what's the word? Presidential.
She's good.
She's very good.
I think
good.
She's going places.
She is. I'll tell her. Sunday,
do.
On my birthday, when I go see her.
And give her a hug
right
for me and my
before
mom.
I get tackled by security.
Give her a
I
hug.
Will not get a chance to tell her that your mom is Carol Burnett. I will not get close enough. But I could try. Lindy Lee will be there.
There you go. Use
she's,
her.
You know what? She's little, but I'll use her as a blocker.
Use
I don't
her.
Care. You know me.
Use her.
I use Travis's mom as a battering ram.
To get tacos.
To get to the buffet line.
Yeah.
At Travis's
get
wedding.
Get at the top of the buffet line. In front of everybody.
Right. In front, yeah.
Listen, it was a win-win. She was hungry, too.
So like, was everybody
I've
behind
got the,
you.
I've got the groom's mother. Let me through. Her head is nice and solid. There was no damage at all. Where was I?
I don't know.
Stop looking at me with pity.
Tell Kamala Harris that Carol Burnett would like to meet her.
I won't. I got the cheapest ticket possible.
My mom's met the president.
I know.
Okay. Your mom has probably met many presidents.
She has.
Yeah.
All right. Chris and I will be in Phoenix. We are
yes,
going
we
Phoenix
will.
Sexy Liberal tomorrow.
It's
going to
be 113.
Yay. You know what we're going to be celebrating?
What?
How badly Carrie Lake is going to be crushed by Ruben
God.
Gallego.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay. We are going to be joined. Oh, Cece Goldwater on panel with us. And, Allison Gill from Mueller, she wrote, and Katrina Schaffner, who's going to beat Andy Biggs in Arizona as
That's
well.
Right.
I'm feeling good about Arizona. I'm feeling frisky about Arizona. It's getting hot in there. I think I'll take off all my clothes.
Okay, just don't get it on with a saguaro.
Oh, this is a Fox News poll showing Gallego winning 56% to 42%.
Yep. That's big.
Yeah.
Can I just say I love what the pollster said? Simply put, most Arizona residents don't like her.
Right.
Noting that 2 years of virtual nonstop campaigning has resulted in, like, quote, boosting the number of people who don't like her by 9 points.
Wow. Wow.
He said, I imagine the late Senator John McCain, who, remember, she called a loser, is somewhere in the hereafter laughing his head off.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
The ghost of John McCain will be laughing his head off with us at Sexy Liberal tomorrow night.
She had a perfectly good career as one of the major anchors in the Phoenix market. She quit that, and now look at her. She's going absolutely nowhere. She had a good thing, and she gave it up.
She finds that funny.
Do you think I can buy one of her filters now that I'm, you know, having 43? A birthday? Right. Maybe she won't need the filters anymore.
Should I just get some Vaseline?
Let's see if I can fit it in my carry-on. Let's see. All right, we're also always working on last-minute surprises. You just never know. I would go to sexyliberal.com now, immediately, and get those tickets.
What jingles do I need to have ready?
All of them.
For instance, Chris, who said Donald Trump looks like a circus peanut had sex with Pat Robertson and gave birth to some kind of weird larva?
Carrie Lake.
No, Hal Sparks.
Oh.
Yesterday on the Stephanie Miller Show. That's the sort of thing you get tomorrow night at Sexy Liberal.
Okay.
All right. And speaking of which, of course, John Fugelsang and Frangela all joining us. Glenn Kirshner coming up in a few minutes. I mean, happy days are here again. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Yep. I am so proud of the creepy guy that owns the show. He has successfully armed and disarmed the alarm system.
I thought
he was going to trip it and it's going to be a whole thing, squad cars, whatever. No. You know why? Because it's simple and it's safe.
That's right.
So I'm getting kept safe and it's simple.
You don't get to be rich Uncle Moneybags by being stupid,
though. Right. You get to check on the relative pinkness of Boots' nose while you're in Phoenix.
I do. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. She's got a little pink nose.
Okay. I get to check on Bonnie and Clyde. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. Oh, I could have swatted Ron. Now that I think about it, turnabout is fair play for someone that's been trying to kill you for the life insurance money, isn't it?
You're going to SWAT the boss?
Pricing is transparent and affordable based, because, you know, what he pays us. It's less than $1 a day,
simply safe. He was transparent about your salary yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, listen, no one needs to make over $4 an hour. Okay. Been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report 5 years running. Simply Safe. Protect your home with 50% off with the new system plus free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Wow. Yes. Yes. I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com or 877-346-0516.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey kids, let my...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and served Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, load. Words have consequences.
Of course they do.
When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. It's a perfect day to make sure you're registered to vote.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Check, recheck, make sure everybody you know is registered.
Yep.
Let's do this. Let's vote. Let's do it. Where was I? Sorry. Oh, I'm back on the polling coaster.
You are. Yeah. Welcome back.
For decades, Republicans have relied on older voters turning out in large numbers to make up their deficit with younger voters. CNN polling expert says this could finally reverse in 2024. Kamala Harris has a 3-point lead among voters 65 and older, which is a significant shift from even just July. Here's the difference. Voters age 18 to 29 make up only 13% of likely voters. That is despicable, you whippersnappers. 65 and older projected to make up 29% of voters. CNN said this is a huge development because seniors vote in huge numbers.
Yes, they do.
Nicely done, olds. Young, let's. I mean, come on.
I think it's going to be a bigger turnout this
year. We need to get Victor Shee on this.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. Donors, yes. Slackers. What do you call them now?
Children.
Right. Let's ask the sweaty church whore. Hi, okay. Lucretia.
Hi, good morning. And Steph, an early Feliz Cumpleaños, Mama.
Oh, thank you. The official title is Happy 43rd Birthday on Sunday, Mama.
Yes, happy 43rd birthday.
Thank you.
But because I know it's getting to the hard break here, I'm not sure if any of you guys seen this, and if you have, I say take a watch. I don't watch Fox Nation by any means, but Kellyanne Creepy Conway was interviewing her daughter Claudia, And I absolutely loved how she embarrassed her own mother on national TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
And her to have her school her on
that,
abortion.
But I remain team Claudia.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You know what team I'm always on? Did you see him and his dreamy blue eyes testifying before Congress? Oh, my God. Glenn Kirshner next.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
30 years as a federal prosecutor. I enforce the rule of law without fear or favor and without any political interference in the important prosecutorial decisions I was entrusted to make as a career civil servant and public servant. Rule of law is one of the single most important ingredients to a healthy democracy. Oh, yeah. Indeed, the rule of law applied without fear or favor may be second in importance only to a free, full, and unfettered ability of the people to exercise their right to vote.
Oh, God.
I served in the federal government continuously under every president from Ronald Reagan to Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, God.
Right there.
Oh. Oh, Glenn. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's my G spot.
Oh, yeah, right there.
You know, Glenn Kirshner. Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner.
He put the G.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again?
Glenn Kirshner.
NBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Here's some blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Glenn.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, God.
I see the lovely Mrs. Kirshner isn't there. Anyway, I texted you and said I'm so proud I could burst. And you actually tweeted, you said, I have to admit it wasn't easy conveying the democracy-busting danger of Trump's Project 2025 into a five-minute opening statement I gave to Congress this morning, but I did my best. You did great.
Yep.
Yeah.
You did great.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Steph. I'm glad to hear it hit your G-spot. Getting to testify before Congress about the dangers of 2025, frankly, hit my J spot, right? My justice spot.
I just refer to it as my Glenn spot now. But, you know, when you said, what's his name? What's his punk? What's his, you know, no jacket,
Jim Jackass.
Jim Jordan. Yeah. I was like, please try to take on Glenn Kirshner. But they're kind of punked out, didn't they? You were disappointed. They didn't. You just got to give a statement. I was like, no, they're not going to mess with you because they know that.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. Now, listen, there were four witnesses, and because the Republicans are in control of the House and the committee, there were three Republican witnesses and me. So I got all my questions from the Dems, virtually no questions, certainly of substance, from the Republicans. And I was looking forward to sparring and getting to try to answer their, you know, their questions that are generally full of misdirection and nonsense and politics. But yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get that opportunity.
Aw, that's sad.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan would have gotten so nervous he would have put a jacket on. okay.
Sweat.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about Jack Smith filed a obviously sealed legal brief in the J6 case, outlining legal arguments for criminally prosecuting him for trying to overturn the election. So Judge Chutkan will decide whether or not to publicly release the brief containing previously unseen evidence or a redacted version of it. It's possible this could occur before the election. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, so this mega brief, this oversized brief, was filed yesterday by Jack Smith. He filed two things. He filed the brief and a proposed redacted brief, taking out sensitive information, like information about ongoing investigations, because there will be more federal indictments in the future. And now it is up to Judge Chutkan what version of the brief to release. I suspect she may give Trump and his lawyers a week or so to file their position on the redactions that Jack Smith made in the brief. And then I assume she'll rule and she'll make public the brief that she believes should be made public without compromising ongoing investigations or disclosing anything about classified information, because there was a little bit of classified information apparently in the J6 prosecution in D.C. And of course, down in Florida, where that's a whole other thing, it was all about classified information. So now we are leaving it up to Judge Chutkan's capable hands to provide to us whatever she thinks should be filed publicly.
What time frame are we talking about?
We don't know. I suspect it'll be a couple of weeks. They'll probably wrangle over what should be redacted and what shouldn't. But Judge Chutkan is all about business. She's going to rule, and then I believe she's going to put in the public record some version of the brief Jack Smith just filed.
So the other thing you threaded about, you said Trump filed a brief in the D.C. federal case demanding Chutkan promptly dismiss the case. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Contrary to what the Supreme Court directed her to do, litigate and decide which of Trump's crimes involved official misconduct, which didn't, the motion will be denied. Has that already happened? Has she denied the motion?
Yeah, the motion has been denied.
Okay.
And listen, the Supreme Court said, here, Judge Chutkan, we're giving you the case back so you can litigate all of Donald Trump's crimes and decide which ones he might have immunity for and which ones he doesn't have immunity for. And Donald Trump's own lawyers said, screw the Supreme Court. We don't want you to do that. We want you to dismiss the case promptly. I mean, that is disrespectful, putting it mildly.
Wow. Okay, so this, I Trump claimed to have shocking breaking news to reveal on Truth Social. You're going to, well, I know you'll be shocked. This
I'm
was
shocked.
Just another pile of disinformation.
It wasn't the watch thing, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said, as exposed by the great John Solomon. Oh, dear God. That's the guy, remember from the, hang on, hold, please. He's the guy, his reputation as a journalist, highly questionable, given his role in helping Rudy Giuliani run a smear campaign against Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Okay, that guy. So he said, the deep state chose to disregard my direct authorization of at least 10,000 National Guard troops to ensure that D.C. was safe and secure on January 6th. We should now end the sham J6 hoaxes and lawless D.C. case brought by deranged Jack Smith, which is blah, blah, blah. Okay, deep state, crazy Nancy Pelosi, blah, 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 something, something, something. Okay. So obviously, Glenn, it wasn't that long ago, right, the J6 committee. It was Pence, not Trump, that ordered the National Guard to deploy to the Capitol. Liz Cheney said not only did President Trump refuse to tell the mob to leave the Capitol, he placed no call to any element of the United States government to instruct that the Capitol be defended. I mean, he's just trying to rewrite history, but you can't do that in the court of law, right?
No. He can only fight in the court of public opinion, and his every word is an admission that will be used against him at trial because that's what the rules of evidence provide. So I've been saying all along, he can say whatever he wants in the court of public opinion because there are no rules of evidence, procedure, or law. Once you move the cases into a courtroom proper, and he will be tried as long as he's not elected on November 5th, and he won't be. He will be tried in courtroom after courtroom after courtroom, and he will be convicted just like he was in a New York minute based on the evidence once it's presented. So all of this is nonsense. And by the way, he wants you to buy a $100,000 Trump watch.
Lord.
All right, you just hit my Glenn spot again. Convictions. He will be convicted.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, John Solomon... I always had to remember back to the impeachment. Solomon failed to identify important details about key Ukrainian sources, including the fact they had been indicted or were under investigation. In other cases, the sources were his own attorneys. So that guy,
yeah.
Right? I just thought it was apropos since Rudy Giuliani just got disbarred. So,
well.
And then,
yeah, I mean, think about the trail of destroyed lawyers in Donald Trump's wake. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Kenneth Chesbro, and others. These people's careers are trashed because they did Donald Trump's corrupt and criminal bidding. And there's a whole other batch of lawyers out there, and I'm wondering, will they take Rudy's second disbarment and multiple criminal prosecutions as a cautionary tale, or will they nefariously fight the results of the 2024 election after Donald Trump loses and go the way of Rudy and Sidney and Jenna and John and Kenneth? That seems to be an easy call for this old lawyer. I would run in the opposite direction from Donald Trump.
I mean, a lot of people said, I don't know if you watched From Russia with Lev. You know, we just had Lev Parnas on last week. People are like, I still don't understand why Giuliani's not in jail and Trump, but that's a story for another day.
Right.
He has, by the way, a new conspiracy theory. It also involves Eric Adams. Because he tried to make Eric Adams' case about him when he was on Fox News. And he said his first assistant was raided on the very day he was going to the White House with two other mayors to complain about Biden. So I don't know if he's innocent or guilty. I can tell you he wouldn't have been prosecuted if he didn't criticize Biden. Oh, my God. They're still trying to make this case that the Biden DOJ is the one that's politicized.
Yeah, and Steph, you know, I just testified at the Weaponization of Government Against Republicans Congressional Committee. Who has been prosecuted by the Department of Justice in recent months? Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat Hunter Biden, who is woof woof, Democrat Hunter Biden, who is the son of a Democrat president, and now Eric Adams. If DOJ is trying to weaponize against Republicans, they're doing a really lousy job because they're prosecuting a whole string of Democrats.
And by the way, since we brought up Hunter Biden, can I just say, is anything ever going to happen with this? The private equity firm run by Jared Kushner, has been paid at least $112 million in fees since 2021 by Saudi Arabia and other foreign investors, even though as of July, it has not yet returned any profits to the government's largely bankrolling the firm. Senator Wyden, Ron Wyden, as you know, asked why Affinity Partners has not distributed a penny of earnings back to clients, suggested perhaps it was all set up primarily as a way for foreign entities to pay the Kushners rather than a typical fund in which partners reap the returns of deployed capital. I mean, people ask this over and over again, this Saudi Arabia money.
I don't know. I can only hope DOJ is looking into it. And the reality is, Steph, if DOJ is investigating those kind of suspected crimes and the suspected crimes of members of Congress who asked for pardons because they knew they'd committed crimes on January 6th and they wanted to get away with those crimes, if DOJ is investigating them, we shouldn't and wouldn't necessarily know about it because investigations are secret. But boy, I'd sure like to see some indictments come, assuming the evidence supports them, because so many of these folks from the Trump administration have not been held accountable for what appear to be crimes. So, you know, let's hope we see some of that.
So I wanted to talk about, you know, we just obviously touched on the Jack Smith and this just ridiculous Supreme Court immunity ruling. So Mary McCord, who you know, said the recent U.S. Supreme Court presidential immunity decision, she was talking about the impact it would have on Congress. She pointed specifically to the alarming abuses of official power that are made possible by the court's ruling and the neutering of Congress's ability to act. Could the president direct the FBI to engage in unlawful surveillance on Americans or to target individuals or groups based on race or religion? Let me jump ahead and answer that yes, which is what you were testifying about Project 2025, right?
Yeah, it's crazy because when Donald Trump tried to steal the 2020 election, he had to recruit corrupt DOJ officials to try to help him, right? Jeffrey Clark, who was a corrupt DOJ official, who is now an indicted RICO co-defendant and co-conspirator with Donald Trump down in Georgia. Remember when Donald Trump's executive branch officials said there was no fraud undermining the election's results? Yeah. And Donald Trump said, I don't care. Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest up to me and my Republican allies in Congress. And Steph, that quote comes from a Donald Trump DOJ official. Well, guess what? Project 2025, if that's implemented, Donald Trump will not have to recruit corrupt DOJ officials because they would already be installed in the Department of Justice. So the conspiracy will already be formed. So he's right about one thing, Donald Trump. There will not be another vote if he is elected in November.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mitt Romney saying, oh, I'm afraid he's going to target me and my grandkids or whatever. Well, first of all, then ask Kamala Harris what you can do to help and say very unequivocally you're voting for Kamala Harris, you know. But secondly, like I said, Glenn, you won't need evidence or crimes in a second Trump administration. You know, anyway, so let's just talk. We mentioned Eric Adams. So it was unsealed, right? The indictment, it's five criminal counts. According to the indictment, spent the last decade. Wow, this is way before he this is when he was Brooklyn Borough President seeking and accepting improper valuable benefits such as luxury international travel, including from wealthy foreign business people, at least one Turkish government official seeking to gain influence over him. Boy, this seems pretty damning, and it seems like the investigation's ongoing, right?
It is. And, you know, it feels like Eric Adams is done based on the evidence that I've seen. I want to quote my friend and fellow legal analyst, Danny Savalas. We were talking about it. He was asked, is this the golden age of fraud with so much fraud in government? He said, you know, I think it's actually the golden age of evidence. And the reason he said that was because we've got text messages and emails where Eric Adams, in his own words and communications, when he is asked by somebody who looks like they were in this criminal scheme with him, you're deleting everything that we're writing, And Eric Adams says, always. Mm-hmm. Boy, that one word, always, I'm deleting the incriminating evidence. He's done. He's done. And all that will be left, I think, is for him to negotiate a plea.
You know how I knew he was guilty? Because Bill Maher likes him. Okay. Because he's a different kind of Democrat, and he's not for masking and vaccine and everything. And that, hey, there's a picture of him having dinner with all Republicans the night he got elected. Like, I just, oh, I. But again, as you keep saying over and over again, the fact that the Biden DOJ is prosecuting him should put to bed forever this whole politicization of the DOJ and all the other cases you mentioned. It's just infuriating. Okay, I got that out of my craw.
Yeah.
Can I end on a happy clappy? North Dakota's abortion ban was officially repealed.
Yep.
Thank you, Judge Bruce Romanek. He said the law, as currently drafted, takes away a woman's fundamental rights to liberty, her fundamental right to pursue and abstain safety and happiness. The law also impermissibly infringes on the constitutional rights for victims of crimes. Oh, please.
Steph, yes, that is great, and that is one state. And the way to keep that freedom ball rolling is for all of us to get to the polls on November 5th and make sure we do away with all of these dangerous, disrespectful, disgusting abortion bans. I mean, revoking women's right to make their own reproductive health decisions is what the Republicans did. Oh, hell no. Let's get to the polls.
Yes.
I like it. Oh, hell no. Oh. I have more sound bites of you that I'm going to use to sustain me for the rest of the show while you're on. I'm going to hit my Glenn spot. I love you, Glenn Kirshner.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
Thanks, Glenn. So proud of you. Okay, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Oh, Bonnie, look at you resting.
Look at her little paw on my mouse pad.
She's trying to Google, don't let mommy run out of Morning Kick because then we won't get our long hikes. Okay, I'm going to need to hydrate in Phoenix. 113. Thanks,
yeah.
Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But it's dry.
Dry heat. You still need to hydrate.
Yeah.
And I don't like regular water. I'm sorry. I just don't. Don't make me. You get strawberry lemonade flavor, and you get 10 supplements in one.
That's
in there.
Right.
I guess. Listen, you know I have the rumbly tumbly from time to time. This helps my gut health. It helps my energy. I'm telling you, on my bike, on my hiking, on my lifting of the weights. Oh, I told the guy I lift my weights with that you mocked the noises I make when I lift anything heavier than girl weights, and he laughed.
But because he understands.
I can go balls to the walls. Because why? Because I'm on Morning Kick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's that. Sound accompanied to that. Okay. Probiotics, prebiotics, everything you need is in there. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-democracy groups are calling out the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot out of the public's reach Sunday. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says it's as bad as a mayor going into a polling place and removing a tabulation machine.
Stunts like this only sow seeds of doubt into the security of our elections. This makes people think that their vote does not count. The truth is that your vote matters in every single election.
The Marathon County District Attorney is looking into whether Doug Diddy broke the law. A complaint has also been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wisconsin businesses say health care costs are a burden. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's new survey shows 85% of Wisconsin businesses reported health care costs going up 10% or more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are investigating after a body was pulled from Monona Bay yesterday. Someone called 911 after spotting a body in the water in the 900 block of West Shore Drive. That's about all we know. Madison police say the investigation is continuing. Meanwhile, officials are searching for burglars who hit the Epic campus in Verona. It happened overnight last weekend, late Saturday and early Sunday. Authorities say two burglars pulled up and stole thousands of dollars worth of equipment from construction projects on the company's massive campus. They're looking for a white Ford truck with a white topper, which may be related to other construction projects in the Madison area. And a warning from UW-Madison Police, more e-bikes and e-scooters are being stolen. Wednesday and Thursday of this week, four were taken from the campus. Police are advising students and staff to use heavy-duty locks and park in a garage if that's an option, and take a picture, including a close-up of the serial number, just in case. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday. And who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Her head swell.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you, Karen. That was fantastic. The Angels did get together
Thank
and
you.
Then they coughed up blood.
They did.
All right, yes. I love you, Karen, in Chicago.
So I love you too, Stephanie Miller, and you have a wonderful birthday and 43rd, right?
Thank you.
Birthday.
Yes.
And I'm Kevin, the hilarious gay, and I are continuing the big lie.
Thank
so
you. Thank
got you.
Got you. Thank you.
Someone
has to. I appreciate
your
sycophancy.
But I wanted...
yeah. Now you now say hello to your little friend, Heartbreak. Say hello to your little friend.
Poor thing.
Oh, dear. Francois coming up. And the people say.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show,
join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing. Oh, no.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
I've seen people on television.
Let me just say. This is the people on television saying my
dog was taken.
We got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.